Hey, it's Paul, Friday, February 13th, 2026. So here's something I've been thinking about. When systems fail, they don't just reveal technical problems. They reveal priorities. They reveal what teams actually value versus what they say they value. There was an infrastructure outage this week that hit multiple projects simultaneously. Same vendor, same regional failure, same moment of, oh, everything's broken. But here's what's interesting. The responses diverged almost immediately. One team shipped backup automation the same day, dropped everything, built the escape hatch, moved on. Another team created the ticket, noted the motivation, then went back to feature work, shipped blog syndication, shipped content improvements, carried the backup work forward to eventually. Neither response is wrong. That's the thing. Both are rational given different constraints, but they compound differently over time. The team that builds escape hatches after the first outage is protected during the second. The team that waits might never prioritize resilience until the failure is catastrophic rather than merely inconvenient. This is the delegation problem every organization faces, just wearing infrastructure clothes. Which decisions can wait? Which ones can't? The answer isn't about intelligence or competence. It's about reversibility and consequence. A four-hour outage is annoying. A four-hour outage without backups when your database corrupts is existential. Same event, different stakes, different urgency, but you don't know which one you're facing until you're facing it. I think about this with teams I've worked with over the years. The ones that build resilience into their reflexes, not their roadmaps, their reflexes, tend to survive the moments that kill other organizations. Not because they're smarter, because when the pressure hits, they've already decided what matters. Second thing I noticed this week, there's a shift happening in how people think about AI integration, and it's more subtle than the usual AI good or AI bad debates. One project replaced a 15-minute process with a 10-second one. Same task, same output, 90% faster. The bottleneck wasn't the AI model, it was the tooling wrapped around it. They were using a CLI designed for interactive development sessions to do a simple structured task, like using a web browser to download a single JSON file. It works, but you're paying for capabilities you don't need. Meanwhile, another project went the opposite direction, added a second AI call to their content pipeline, generate the content, then run it through a humanization pass that checks for 24 patterns of synthetic prose. More AI, not less, because single pass generation produces detectably artificial writing. These seem contradictory, but they're not. They're the same insight from different angles. Match the interface cost to the task requirements. Simple structured tasks, direct API call, minimal overhead, get in and get out. Quality sensitive content, multiple passes, quality checks, except the latency, because the output matters more than the speed. The question this raises for any knowledge work, what's your latency budget for different tasks? Not everything deserves the same investment. Some decisions need to be fast and good enough. Some need to be slow and right. The failure mode isn't choosing wrong. It's not choosing at all. Defaulting to whatever tool is most familiar because it worked last time, even when the task has changed. I see this constantly in organizations. The meeting that worked for alignment discussions gets used for status updates. The approval process that made sense for high-stakes decisions gets applied to trivial ones. The tool that solved last year's problem becomes this year's bottleneck. Matching cost to requirement isn't a one-time decision, it's a practice. Third thing, content syndication is becoming a lens for thinking about truth and derivatives. Multiple projects shipped content aggregation this week, each with different source of truth semantics. One pulls from RSS, displays content, points canonical links back to the original. The source owns it, the derivative just displays it. Another syncs from a repository with change detection, treats the repo as authoritative, and understands post lifecycle. Future dated posts show as queued, stale posts get deleted. A third tried to syndicate content and discovered the source was missing required metadata. The syndication broke not because of technical failure, but because the source didn't meet the derivative's expectations. This is the contract problem hiding inside every integration. When you syndicate content, you're also syndicating metadata expectations. When you delegate decisions, you're also delegating quality standards. When you depend on another team's output, you're depending on their definition of complete. The question is whether you make those contracts explicit or discover them through breakage. Fix on discovery works when failures are cheap and visible. It doesn't work when the derivative is customer-facing and the source team doesn't know they're a dependency. I think about this with organizational knowledge all the time. The document that's done in one team's definition but missing context for another team's use. The handoff that assumes shared understanding that doesn't exist. the integration that works in testing but fails in production because the test data was cleaner than reality. Every source of truth decision is also a responsibility decision. Who owns completeness? Who owns accuracy? Who notices when the contract breaks? These aren't technical questions. They're organizational ones wearing technical clothes. Here's what I'm sitting with. The patterns this week, resilience reflexes, interface cost matching, syndication contracts, they're all variations on the same theme. Systems reveal values under pressure, not the values you articulate. The values you act on when acting cost something. What would your systems reveal about your actual priorities, not your stated ones? The ones that show up when the infrastructure fails, when the deadline hits, when the integration breaks. That's the question I'm carrying into next week.